Welcome to another Cosmic Circus review. Today we're talking about Monkey Man, starring Dev Patel, Peter Bash, Charlton Copley, and many others. The film is directed by Dev Patel, marking his first major narrative length feature as a movie director, and he produced it as well. The screenplay is written by Paul Anguinoela and John Colley. For those who don't know me, my name is John Dodson. I am a film critic and writer and a jack of all trades at the Cosmic Circus. I do have a disability, as I've said before. It kind of makes me sound a little funny, but if you don't understand me, I'm sorry. The film centers on a character named Kid. He's not named specifically. He's a mysterious kid. Not really a kid, he's a grown man, but when we meet him, he's a fighter in an underground ring. He wears a gorilla mask or a monkey mask in combat, where people gamble on the outcome of these underground fights. And Charlton Copley is the referee and runs the whole criminal enterprise of this underground gambling ring. As the movie goes along, we begin to see that there's some underlying pain within Dev Patel's character. He's got an intensity about him that feels like he's gonna pop off at any minute because of something that has not been expressed yet. And as the movie goes along, we see the character try to gain access into this criminal underworld, not like John Wick, but kind of like a dark political and, you know, organization that controls the police industry, that controls government institutions, and that have authoritarian figures within this organization. We begin to understand the mystery of his pain. We see that there's a tragic past that he is trying to make right. And it all stems from one police officer that did something terrible to him a long time ago. We also see that he's got these scars on his hands. We don't really know why, but they are there. And it's an interesting add-on as a character to create some sort of interesting identity to a vengeful hero. And the kid, as the character is named, slowly tries to assimilate and gain their trust and break down the walls of this organization so he can take everything down. One thing that is going to be inevitable is the comparison to John Wick. I mean, he's a man out for justice against a criminal underworld who did him wrong. And yeah, he wears formal attire as he does it. I mean, that's very John Wick-ish. The movie itself is very aware of this. There's a conversation at one point about John Wick in the movie. Like, that guy's got a gun. He says, "This is from the John Wick movie," or it's the same gun from the John Wick movie. And the guy's like, "Nah, I don't want that." He's like, I want that other gun, you know." There is also a dog in the film at the start to like kind of wink at the audience. You're like, yes, we know it's kind of like John Wick, right? And so they're fully aware of the John Wick influences in the story. That being said, I don't think the movie feels like John Wick at all, beyond those little like comparisons. To me, when I was watching the film, I felt like it was more along the lines of The Raid 2, specifically how it structure, how it stages the fights, how it stages violence, the camera work, and everything. Many sequences have a lot of flourishes of The Raid 2 in aesthetic, style, and violence. The violence is extremely visceral. I mean, so over the top. I cannot believe how gory it got. There's one sequence involving an axe that screamed to Gareth Evans, The Raid 2. Like, it was like, if you do, like, if somebody, like, if somebody pulled me from whatever I was doing and said, "Hey, do you want to see a clip of The Raid 3 and brought me into the room and put the scene on from Monkey Man involving the axe?" I would think that it was shot by Gareth Evans, with the way it looks, the way it builds, the way the camera like follows the fight. It's very good, Gareth Evans inspired. So it feels less John Wick-ish to me, and more along the lines of a Gareth Evans action film. And guys, let me tell you, it's extremely, like, oh boy, it is gnarly, gnarly how violent it gets. I would even say, like, I mean, don't, you know, you can knock me all you want, but I even felt some influences of Mandy. I don't know if anybody here has watched the Nicolas Cage banger Mandy, but there's some Mandy vibes going on in Monkey Man as well. I mean, there's a scene where he goes up an elevator and he's just like drenched in blood. And he's got the Nicolas Cage face with the blood. Like, it's not exactly the same. There's not demons in this, but the violence is just like, whoa. It's not a surprise that Jordan Peele decided to put his stamp on the film. There's a social commentary about classism, and that's a very Jordan Peele thing to do with genre cinema. It speaks on the fact that the wealthy and powerful don't mind stepping on the world, no matter how much that world is struggling. And India has been under threat of authoritarian stuff for a while, just like kind of like us. And the movie, you could tell Dev Patel had that on his mind when making the film. And it's pretty powerful. Like, honestly, it brings a refreshing flavor to a genre kind of like this that was not prevalent in the John Wick franchise. Another factor that makes Monkey Man stand out from like your typical John Wick is all the South Asia influences throughout the story. I mean, kind of like a Die Hard with the vengeance, the way it made New York come alive. Monkey Man makes India feel alive in this. You know, he puts so much culture within the story that it just adds an extra layer of beauty to the violence. There's one scene in general involving a so cool where Dev Patel is punching a punching bag, and there's a guy on these Indian style bongos just drumming away, and he's punching to the rhythm. And guys, from now on, if I do anything awesome, I want a guy right beside me banging some bongos. That's all I want. I want somebody banging some drums anytime I'm doing anything great. You know what? For the next video, I'm gonna have a guy right beside me banging some drums. I'm serious. I want to make it happen. There's another comparison to Die Hard that I'm gonna make. Dev Patel, he does not feel like he doesn't feel like a typical action hero. Kind of like oh, what's his name? The guy from Breaking Bad. Oh, I'll get it. Bob Odenkirk and Dev Patel have a very similar vibe. And it's the fact that Dev Patel looks like the guy now, like the kid next door. He looks like the nice kid that you grew up with, like that was like coming by to say hi next door, you know? He's got that very friendly face. When anything happens to this poor guy, you feel what's going on. Because he's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's not Sylvester Stallone. He's you and I. He's you, me. He's any guy next door that's just trying to make something right happen. It's more relatable. You relate to what's going on in a more profound way. Same thing with Die Hard, like way back in the day, Bruce Willis did not look like he did later in his career. When he first started out, he was a kid, like he was a comedic actor. He had a little bit of a dad bod, a little bit. Was kind of there. He looked like the everyday man. So when John McClane gets put through this problem of terrorism, so when he steps on glass, when he gets thrown out of a building, or when he gets shot, the stakes are higher. He's not immortal, and you know that. Additionally, there's a lot of good casting here. I'm always happy to see Charlton Copley in any movie. I would argue that Copley makes any movie better, like all the time. Just having him in a movie for 5 minutes makes the movie that much better. I wish he did more films. As stated before, Monkey Man does feel overly familiar to a fault. And at times, that might, cause a little frustration. Because, there's so many movies involving the mysterious character out for revenge. We've seen this story many times. I will say that I'm getting a little worried that we're getting too much of these kind of movies. But I still have a weakness for them. Like, there's just something about them. Like, just like seeing a normal guy get put in the worst situation and kick his way out of it. It's something very satisfying about it. And it's an easy formula, and it will always be a good time if done right. So I doubt anybody will care that much when they watch it, because it really does do everything right in that regard. Right now, it remains fresh, but eventually that's going to get tiresome, I think. That said, Dev Patel went all out. He did his own stunts. Apparently he got injured while making the movie, and it shows. It is a brutal film in violence. And man, it gets crazy. And it's all the social commentary and all the India, flavor of India that is so beautiful throughout that makes it feel different from all of those other films. And because of that, I'm gonna highly recommend it. If you are a fan of action films, I think you need to check it out. To everyone watching, I hope you enjoyed this. Please like and subscribe. Leave a comment if you enjoyed this review. If you like Monkey Man, what did you think of Monkey Man? Was it everything you thought it would be? Tell me below. Be sure to visit thecosmiccircus.com, where you can find all kinds of writings from me and other people from the website. Thank you, and I'll see you on the next one. Before I go, I want to talk about something. And if I could get serious for a minute. Growing up, I watched a lot of action movies with my dad. a lot of action movies, like probably too many at a very early age. My father, famously in my family, got my grandmom upset for taking me to Die Hard 2 when I was like six, I think. I can't remember what age I was, but I was very, way too young. But me and my dad used to sit down, all the time and just find an action film and just go nuts, man. Like, watch Die Hard. We would watch Steven Seagal movies. Well, me and my dad used to watch a lot of action films, good and bad. Like, it did not matter. Like, if it was an action movie, he was gonna give it a try. And I think because I was physically disabled, I think he had the thought that because I was limited, why limit me any more than I already am? So he would just let me join him in all kinds of movies that were probably not for kids, And all this to say, I don't know what's gonna happen. I have a very sick father right now, and I owe my dad and my mom for my love of movies. And I just want to say, I love you, Dad. And thank you for everything that you've. Thank you for everything, man. And I'm very proud to be your son. I love you.